These field workers have come to take tree measurements and soil samples from this site close to Mount Kilimanjaro in northern Tanzania. They are part of Tanzania's National Forestry Assessment Project, or NAFORMA, run by the Tanzanian government and the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and funded by Tanzania and Finland. The team is collecting information on the number, size and quality of trees, as well as assessing the forest's so-called carbon pools, one of which is soil. Forest soils are a massive carbon stock. According to Anssi Pekkarinen, forestry officer at FAO, activities such as deforestation release carbon from the soil, significantly increasing the concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
Soils store 2 to 3 times as much carbon as living plants, so it is really important. And the problem is that we don't know yet how this carbon stored in the soils can be released to the atmosphere if the land use, for example, changes from forestry to agriculture. And this is one of the questions that the NAFORMA soil survey tries to address.
NAFORMA field teams are collecting data from 3,400 sites around the country, including collecting soil samples from more than a quarter of these. Each sample is then brought to this laboratory, where it's analysed to establish its carbon content. Dr. Consolata Maiki is in charge of the soil science laboratory.
Now we know that we have some areas which are highly fertile, and those needs maybe to have some other ways of conserving it so that we can maintain the carbon stocks in those areas.
Areas such as this on the slopes of Kilimanjaro, where farmers have been developing their own form of climate-smart agroforestry over centuries. The principal crops are coffee and bananas, grown under a canopy of trees. While farming is intensive, the farmers conserve water and recycle all organic matter to ensure their methods are sustainable. However, these farms are threatened due to falling coffee prices. It's hoped NAFORMA data will bring better policymaking that will support sustainable agroforestry systems like these by demonstrating their many environmental benefits, including the uptake and storage of large amounts of carbon. If Tanzania can successfully sustain and even increase its carbon stocks, it stands to gain from the United Nations initiative to reduce carbon emissions through deforestation and degradation, also known as RED, which aims to reward developing countries who can demonstrate a reduction in their carbon emissions. Nurdin Chimuya, project coordinator of NAFORMA for the Tanzanian Forestry Service, says Tanzania plan to take advantage of this initiative.
The main aim of RED initiative is to try capturing the excessive carbon within the atmosphere to the forest. We will come out with the change, you see? The change of how much carbon has been added from the atmosphere to our forests, how much then should we pay for that storage?
Benefiting both the international community and Tanzanians themselves by mitigating climate change. Wilbur Nyazi Mazawi is village leader in the village of Menegeni Kitasha. He remembers how, when he was a boy, the climate was much more conducive to agriculture.
When I was young, it used to rain a lot here, which made the climate ideal for agriculture, and crops matured quickly. But now, the rains are completely unpredictable, so when you plant, the crop sometimes withers.
The soil survey being carried out here is one of the most extensive efforts in tropical forests to produce more information on the role of soils in climate change. If that can be understood, it will provide not only Tanzania, but also other tropical nations with the information they need to sustainably manage their forest resources, allowing them to provide for their growing populations and reduce their carbon emissions.